Crimecast 63. This is the second part of the Nico Clow interview, and you'll notice the last interview ended, and I was asking him about how he killed his victims and stuff. And that middle part of the interview is the part that I'm not going to post up here. This cost me money, the website does and such, so if you really want to hear it, you got to go to clubhate.com, click on the murder auction banner, and go and buy it. If you want to throw me a little electronic funds somehow, we can work it out. I'll get you a copy of the CD. I'll throw you the rest of the MP3. You know, we'll work something out. But this is part two. It's actually the third part and the end of the interview. The middle part, I cut out a lot of the juicy details. And some of that will be in this new magazine booklet I'm working on that should be out at the end of March. Murder Auction Month, March. So thank you for listening to the Crimecast, and here's the Nico Clow interview.
Hello?
Nico.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I had low batteries.
Okay, so can we finish talking?
Yes, no problem.
Cool, man. I was saying, everyone has an inspiration. What are some of your inspirations, from video to books to TV? What are your inspirations?
My inspirations? Like The First Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wait, you want to make... What? Do you hear that train passing?
Yeah, what's happening?
I live by train tracks.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I was saying that I really like the First Chainsaw Massacre, and usually I watched a lot of Italian horror movies, like zombie movies and cannibal movies.
Got any names?
Names of movies?
Yeah.
Cannibal Holocaust was one of my favorites. And I really liked a movie called The Beyond.
The Beyond. I've never heard of that one.
You don't know that one?
No.
It's an Italian movie about zombies in an old house.
It's old school, huh?
Yeah, it's really, really old. And I like The Exorcist, the first one. And, I really like, you know, all the horror movies and from the 70s, early 80s, and I don't really like the newer one.
But you liked the House of a Thousand Corpses. That was cool.
Yeah, that was more like... I really like the atmosphere in it. And, I like anything that is that makes references to older movies. I really don't like the newest Hollywood crap that's going on.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that for sure. Hey, man. So, what's the difference between blood and flesh? The taste, consistency, what's the difference?
Between flesh and blood?
Yeah.
Well...
What's your preference?
The consistency?
Well, what's your preference? What's the difference? Taste?
Well, it depends on if it's warm or cold.
Oh, a different taste?
Yeah. For example, I stole a lot of blood from the hospital where I worked in, and it was, without plasma in it. So it was liquid. And it really didn't taste the same as warm blood.
With plasma.
Yeah, because, you know, plasma makes the blood thick.
Right.
Without the plasma, it's like drinking, I don't know, really liquid, something really sweet.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it's really, it doesn't taste the same at all. It's not the same feeling.
So when you killed that guy, when you shot him, you didn't drink his blood right there?
No, I didn't do anything like that.
Oh, okay, you didn't taste anything, eat the brains or anything?
No.
Have you ever heard of this group, Temple of the Vampire?
The cult? The what?
There's a group, and they're called the Temple of the Vampire. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Oh, well, you have to go check out that website, templeofthevampire.com.
Oh, yeah, one of the girls wrote to me. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, she said that I gave vampires a bad name. Yeah, I remember that. That was kind of funny. Because she was like, oh, you're not a real vampire. Real vampires are beautiful creatures that don't have blood or whatever. I don't know. I was just like, whatever. I get a lot of that crap.
I bet. Who's your favorite of all the serial killers and mass murderers that are out there today?
I really like the career of Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy, huh?
Yeah, I don't like the individual, the personality of the guy, but I like his career and his escapes and the way he developed tricks and ammo and the intelligence behind it and the devotion. I like this. But I don't like the personality at all. I don't really... I cannot relate to somebody specially regarding personalities or... I can relate to what they achieved or what they... or to numbers or I can, you know... I can say that, okay, this guy really did a good job on doing this or that. But... as for personalities, no. I have no idol.
Me, I like Richard Ramirez. You know, Ramirez is my favorite.
Ramirez?
Yeah. I mean, just because, you know, Bundy, you got a good point with Bundy and everything. But the thing about Bundy is he pussed out at the end, said he didn't do it, pornography made him do it, all his bullshit pussy stuff. At least Richard Ramirez is, you know, he doesn't fuck it. He's happy about it.
I know, but the problem with Ramirez is you don't know if he did it because he really enjoyed it or because he was fucked up with cocaine.
Oh, come on. The way he did those crimes, scooping eyes out and taking them with him, he enjoyed that shit, brother.
I think so, in a way. But the problem is when you take cocaine, you know... You're like, it's not yourself that's doing stuff. It's yourself, it's a part of yourself, but a part of yourself that you need to develop with cocaine. And without cocaine, I don't think you would have done that.
Huh. I wonder. That's interesting, but I don't know. He seems to be someone that's pure.
It's the same problem with Bundy. Without alcohol, I don't think that you would have done that.
No, there's a lot of people I could see that are serial killers or mass murderers. Serial killers more often, though, that are drunks or they have to get worked into it to do it.
Yeah, they need it because there's something in them that's against it and they need something to open the door. And the problem with them is that they don't have the key to the door. They don't have control. And they need something else to give them the key. And this is why I respect more people who have a spiritual approach to these kind of things. And I don't know. It's difficult to say who's best, or because everybody has a special experience and approach to life. And some people have developed better emos, and some other people have developed a more intense life. Ramirez was really intense. He did it in the space of 1 year or something. It was really intense. But in the same time, you know, there's plenty of different things that I don't know.
I hear you. I hear you. Hey, man, if you were being put to death tomorrow, what would your last meal be?
Meal? Okay, my last meal. I would take ribs.
Ribs?
Yeah. Yeah, ribs. Yeah, with chili sauce or something. Really spicy, you know.
Excellent.
And a nice bottle of wine.
So do you think it's, you know, since you've been out of jail and everything, what happened to make you the Vampire Paris? Did people just call you that? Were you recognized on the streets? Did you have a cult following? Or did you create the cult of the Vampire of Paris?
No, it's mostly the first one I got was a French newspaper. Then it was like I got started to get made from collectors from first Europe, then U.S. And I kind of like the nickname, so I said, okay, let's keep it for if I want to use that for selling my paintings or whatever.
Yeah, to make some money.
Not so much. I wish it would make some more money, but this is why I'm looking for jobs, etc. Because it's okay, but I cannot rely on that forever.
Well, what are you going to do after this? What's after the Vampire of Paris? What happens when you're 60 years old?
Well, I will still be known as the Vampire of Paris, but it would be in the past. It would be in books, etc., but, you know.
You think you'll be in prison?
Maybe.
You think you'll snap and kill again?
Can happen. You never know what happens next. This is what I learned. The only thing I learned in life is that you never know what happens next. Maybe I can get a depression. Maybe my girlfriend gets killed. Maybe, I don't know.
That is true.
Oh, right now, I'm enjoying the things that I have because I know that they won't last forever. But maybe one day everything will go down and the world will go down and around me, and maybe I will go back to my old personality.
Yeah, well, I think you just might.
Maybe.
I think maybe you will, because one's not enough. You paint so many paintings, you seem like a real overachiever, so I don't think one's enough.
Nah, I don't think so.
It seems like through your paintings, you're gaining the keys to control the door.
Pardon, I didn't get your last phrase.
I said probably through your paintings,
yeah,
you're gaining the keys to control that door that we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I think maybe it's true.
Yeah.
Hey, when are you going to come to the States, man?
It depends on the goodwill of the United of the of the customs, and I don't think that they are in a goodwill to let me in. So maybe there's other ways to go to the United States, and this will be illegally, of course, and with another ID, of course. So I don't know when I will get the opportunity.
Uh-oh, you got the vampire hotline's ringing.
It's not for me.
Right on, man. So anything else? Any last words to the listening audience?
I would say just enjoy life as it is and try to be true to yourself and never surrender and never listen to what other people tell you. Just follow your inner self and try to find happiness this way.
Excellent, man. Your website's vampireofparis.com, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is my site where you can see my painting. And it will soon be updated with new paintings and a new layout. And watch for the book. There's a book that was out recently called Vampires by Sandra London. And I did the illustrations. And I'm writing my own book, and, well, there should be a few documentaries soon also. But you will see.
That's it?
Yeah.
Excellent, man. It was good talking to you, Nico.
Okay.
What song can you think of? Any songs that you can think of you want me to play?
Can you play... let me see... You know Acid Bath?
Who?
It's a band from New Orleans. Acid Bath.
Oh, Acid Bath. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, play anything from them. Dead Girl. Dead Girl would be nice.
Dead Girl?
Yeah.
I love Acid Bath. They fucking rule.
Yeah, they're the best.